it keeps him normal. And when that is not present, so then you all know that even great people can go off half-cocked, can do very, very foolish and wrong things. So that's what that was, the hesped that he said on. Aside from Rav and Shmuel, the Talmud tells us, by the way, that Rav is the swing person. Sometimes Rav is considered to be a Tana, sometimes he's considered to be an Amora. The Gemara says, Rav Tano Polig. Rav is a Tana. So even though he's in the first generation of Amoroim, he still had the strength of being a Tana. The third man, their compatriot, again, one of the most fascinating people in the Talmud, is a man called Levi. Just plain Levi. He's Rabbi Levi ben Sisus, who was the great student of Rabbi Yehuda Anossi. Rabbi Yehuda Anossi loved him like his son. The Talmud tells us a great story about him. That there once was a village in the land of Israel that wanted to have a rabbi. So they came to Rabbi Yehuda Anossi and they said to him, you know, give us the best that you got. Best student, right? We'll take him. He's our rabbi. So the Gemara says that he recommended Reb Levi Reb Sisus. So they took Reb Levi Reb Sisus and they made him a tremendous reception with an installation banquet, you know, and they gave him a lifetime contract, and it was marvelous. After a few weeks, so Jews being what they are, so they said, well, let's see what kind of rabbi we have. So they sent a delegation of the leading scholars of the town to ask him certain complicated questions in halacha, and he was unable to answer them. So the board of trustees had a meeting, and they said, well, maybe he's not that great in halacha, but maybe he's in drush and sermons and everything. Maybe, you know, he understands psukim. Maybe that's his strength. So they came back and they asked him a certain posuk in Tehillim, and they asked him that he should interpret it for them, give them the moral lesson, and he was absolutely mute. He couldn't say a thing. So they had another meeting, and they packed him up, and they brought him back to Rebbe. They brought him back to the yeshiva, life contract and all. And they said to Rebbe, you know, you gave us a ringer here. You know, and he's not in halacha, not in agoda, he's nothing. And that's the story I always tell, that my uncle, Olav HaShalom, when he first came to America, so his first job, he came Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and he was then dreaming of going to university at Marquette University in Milwaukee. So his first job was that he got a job for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to conduct the services, to be the chazan in the prison, in the Wisconsin State Prison for the Jewish prisoners. So it was Yom Kippur in the afternoon. It was mincha time, and it was getting late, and he was tired, so he started to skip some of the piyutim, some of the of the poetry. So a guy got up in the back and said, what do you think we are, Reform Jews? So, you know, I mean, that's what happened here too. You know, what do you think? Yeah, you know, you dumped off a guy on us, nitken halacha, nitken agoda, who needs him? So Rebbe said to him, the Lashon of the Gemara is tremendous. Rebbe said to him, Gavra koanoko yohivno. I gave you a man my equal. What do you mean he didn't know? He's my equal. He's as great in Torah as I am. So Rebbe called him into the private office, and he had a discussion with him, and he asked him all the questions, and naturally Reb Levi answered all the questions. So Reb Yehuda Anossi said, so what happened there? Why? He said, you don't understand, Rebbe. He said, Bimo gdolo asuli. They gave me so much kovet, he said, so much honor, I forgot everything. Yet here in the yeshiva, I know it. But there, he said, they turned my head. That's the story of the Gemara. So that tells us the story about Rebbe and Levi and the people in town. The whole picture is clear to us. The Medrash tells us another fantastic story about Levi.